Progressive.com.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio. From heart disease, aches and pains, to even basic cough and sneeze, this is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. We'll kick it off and go with Carl. Hi, Carl. Welcome to the show, my friend. How can I help?
Great. So how you doing tonight?
Living well, man. What's up?
Good. Well, I've got I'm suffering from hyperthyroidism.
Okay.
And it was caused 5.5 years ago. I was on like 60 milligrams of prednisone for 2 months, and I went from 200 pounds to about 165 pounds in less than a month.
Yeah, it happens fast. What were you taking the prednisone for? What was going on in your body?
I have a heart irregularity. I had heart surgery prior to, and I was taking amiodarone. And so what had happened is that brought the iodine level in my blood up. And they discontinued the amiodarone, but they really put the prednisone right to me. And I got terribly sick and I'm still like...
I'm sure.
I still have like trouble... with my balance and concentration, speaking. It's like there's a lot of things that are still there that never really went away. You know, like there's, you know, dizziness and different.
Oh, yeah.
Being restless. I wonder if my body has been depleted of its natural natural fluid or whatever that it was tricked out of, by taking that much prednisone. I don't know if a trace amount of prednisone now would help me. Or
I don't know that would be the right route to go. But
no,
currently, what's kind of the deal that your doctors are doing? What medication do they have you on anything right now?
Well, I've been on not for my thyroid. It comes back with decent numbers, and so they're happy with, you know, they're happy.
Okay, so they're happy with the numbers right now.
But unfortunately, I've had a lot of trouble keeping my heart in into a regular rhythm for the past, since this had happened, and heart keeps going.
So right now, does it flutter, or does it?
Yeah,
what does it feel like?
I'm in atrial fibrillation right now. Yes. Yeah, it's right up.
Is it more in the morning or more during the day or at night?
Oh, it's all day, all night. It's just not beating. All the valves aren't synchronized. They're fluttering instead of pumping like it should.
Okay. And the doctors have told you, don't worry about it. Everything's fine. Your numbers look good. You'll be okay.
As far as the thyroid, that's the hyperthyroidism goes. Yeah, pretty.
Yeah, but what are they saying about your heart rate though?
About my heart, I don't know. I want to try. I've been cardioverted a lot, and to put my heart back into rhythm, but it's been going back out of rhythm. You know, not too long after. Or I've been.
Yeah, it's not staying.
Yeah, it's not staying, and I've been very close to. Stayed in a regular rhythm for a little while, but it's never too far away. You know, I jump in the cold water of the ocean. You know, put my heart out of rhythm.
All right. So your numbers for the thyroid are fine, but your heart is just acting up and having a weird rhythm yeah. to it. It just doesn't feel right.
Right.
Do you have any type of panic type issues, anxiety issues?
Not really. I mean, I'm a little more edgy probably since the prednisone. I have trouble with composing things, like categorizing things, and how I used to be. I wrote very neat. I was very, had everything very organized, and a lot more punctual. But
and things just tend to be a little bit more sloppy now, like your handwriting and things.
Yeah.
All right, here's the direction we need to go. All right, that's great information. First things first, brain chemistry, neurotransmitters. That's the number one thing that's been affected with you. And you got three aspects of health. Mental side is the brain chemistry, and this is what we call the health triangle in natural medicine. Mental side, chemical side, structural side. Mental side, all the brain chemistry. Chemical side, your body physiology. Structural side, bones, muscles, nerves. In this situation, you want to make sure you're managing your brain chemistry. Dimethylglycine, DMG, one of the best things you can take for getting oxygen to the brain. When you go through what you've gone through, it can cause, even with hyperthyroidism, it can cause issues, especially by taking a lot of prednisone. It can decrease oxygen in the brain, and it can cause the kind of issues that you've been dealing with. So knowing that, understanding that, that's the first thing. So DMG, very good to get oxygen back to the brain. Second thing is your brain chemistry. Acetylcholine is the first one, and then GABA is the second one. Those are the two brain chemicals that you want to make sure that you focus on. GABA, pretty simple. You don't just take GABA. You've actually got to build up the GABA levels in your body. Acetylcholine, the things you want to do for acetylcholine, you want to do plenty of eggs, beef, nuts, cheese, and yogurt. Now, the cheese and yogurt dairy products go with the goat's milk over cow's milk. Of course, I'm a big fan of that. Vitamin B5, there's a supplement called galantamine, and you can pick it up at most health food stores. And B5, phosphatidylcholine is very good, and also acetylcarnitine. All of those will raise your acetylcholine levels. Now, let's talk about GABA. GABA is another animal within itself. Now, there's ionic lithium, which is a supplement. It's not the medication lithium. It's different. So it's not as hard on the thyroid gland. Typically, medication, the lithium, can destroy the thyroid gland. Not a good thing. Ionic lithium is a little bit different. So you can use that in light amounts. Talk to your doctor about it, of course. And then there's some other ones. L-theanine, taurine, and valerian root. Valerian root you've probably heard of. But all of those raise GABA levels naturally. The more you raise GABA levels, the more chilled out your body gets. That's a good thing. And for when you're dealing with the irregular heartbeat and you're dealing with the flutterings and things that you're getting, it's going to be important. The other thing, too, is don't forget, cod liver oil, incredible for the heart, but also the B vitamins. And as simple as that sounds, it's funny, when I talk about B vitamins and heart-related issues, people are like, it can't be that simple, Dr. Asa. But it is. It really is. The B vitamins have well been known for years to be the multivitamin of the heart. And if you have any kind of heart irregularity, the first thing you want to do is go to the B vitamins. It helps settle things down. But you need a liquid one, and you want to do it about three times a day, three servings a day, because the B vitamins are water-soluble. And it goes in and out of the system so quickly, that's going to be your best bet. So that's my encouragement to you. Get started on those and get things settled, because even though you've been dealing with this for a long time, going to the prednisone, even just taking a little bit, I don't think is going to be your answer. I think really it's about replenishing what the body's been missing from the brain chemistry and also the body chemistry so that your body can function better. Remember, everything affects everything in the body. You can't just zoom in on one little symptom.
Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fare, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fare is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community, that's you, empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fair's Welcome Home at earthfair.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT, to 71700, that's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. Looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fair every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fair, please visit earthfair.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, February 28, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,592.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,632.92, $816.46 for a half ounce, or $408.23 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,632.92, $816.46, and $408.23.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door, and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs. And I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters Easy, A-R-M-O-R.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
connected with the show, healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
Let's go down to Penny. Hi, Penny. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you, Dr. Aisha. Last night, I was listening, and you were talking a lot about hormones, and I had a brain tumor, and they removed my pituitary gland, and so I don't have the pituitary gland, which controls the emotions, as well as other problems, and I heard you talking about Synthroid with somebody else, and my understanding is that it fights against you losing weight, the Synthroid does.
I've been told and seen
on the paper, I think.
You're asking me if Synthroid keeps you from losing weight?
Yeah, if it fights against you. I was told it didn't really keep you from it, but it fights against it.
No, the Synthroid, I mean, the Synthroid, the levothyroxine, is basically just to manage the thyroid gland. So you had the pituitary. You're saying you had the thyroid removed, or you had...
Yeah, I had my pituitary gland removed because it was a third ventricular astrocytoma, if that helps you.
Oh, yeah, okay. I'm with you. Now, how about your thyroid gland? You're taking Synthroid, and how long have you been taking that?
I'm sorry?
How long have you been taking Synthroid for your thyroid gland?
Since 77, when the brain tumor...
Okay, all right. When it comes to weight loss, do you need to lose 10 pounds, 30 pounds? Where are you right now? You're struggling and it's just...
More like 120 pounds. And I'm like at 259, and I want to get down to about 125.
Okay. Let's step back for a second. Hormones play a big role.
Years ago, so I don't know what the weight range would be for me now because I'm 46.
Well, the pituitary gland does play a big role. The pituitary gland plays a role, but you also have to look at your lifestyle choices. So hormones, I always say, I mean, again, if your hormones are not right, then nothing's going to happen. I get that. You can work as hard as you can, eat perfectly, exercise, and if your hormones are off, it's going to cause a little bit of a challenge. But now you're quite, I mean, 100 pounds, 120 pounds, that's a lot to be overweight. So tell me, hold on, let me finish. Well, tell me what your basic lifestyle looks like right now. So what does a day look like in Penny's life in your eating plan and your exercise? Give me breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and how often you exercise.
One of my biggest problems is I don't drive, and I don't have consistency hardly at all. I mean, I do try to get up between no later than 10 if possible. Every once in a while I'll sleep in, but I usually have breakfast before 9, and then I take my medicine at 1, so I try to have lunch between 12 and 1. But I'm caught a lot where, you know, it's 3 or 4 sometimes before I realize I haven't even had lunch.
Okay, well, Penny, my question to you is, though, what do you actually eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner? What does that look like?
Well, Special K, I eat the Special K with strawberries for breakfast with about 6 ounces of orange and skim milk in my cereal, and sometimes a banana, and then a banana or an orange or a tangerine.
What about lunch?
And then lunch is never consistent, but several times I'll grab, of course, I eat the reduced fat peanut butter when I use it, but I'll have peanut butter and the sugar-free jelly. And then some pretzels.
Susan, what about dinner?
same type of thing unless I eat with my parents. If I eat with my parents, like tonight I had a pork chop that was grilled, I guess. George Foreman pork chop and a sweet potato.
Penny, what about your exercise? Talk to me about that.
That's my biggest problem. I have two bad knees, and I don't mind walking, but I have a little bit of problem. I have one eye. I just have the one eye. I'm blind in my right eye due to the second brain tumor. Okay. And I do better walking with someone, and I have been trying. I have a friend that's trying to get on a schedule to help me to be able to walk with me. My mom's always fussing at me. Anytime there's a decent day, she'll say, "You need to go walk." But I don't like to walk by myself, and I can't have a really hard time making myself. And even when I do, I don't walk as much as I want to or would normally.
Why don't you like walking by yourself?
I think part of it is the security of the holes and stuff in the concrete in the sidewalks and stuff.
Well, then there's a couple of things. I mean, if you want to know my thoughts on it all, and you want to know my kind of my opinions on what I think about with your situation, I mean, the reality is you got to change the way you eat. I mean, definitely without a shadow of a doubt, you eat breakfast like you're eating right now, and you eat lunch like you're eating right now, you're going to continue to gain weight. You're setting yourself up to have blood sugar related issues in a major way. You're going to have to increase your lean quality proteins, increase your healthy fats, and cut down on your sugars, cut out grains and those sorts of things. I just get a copy of my book, Empowering Your Health. Really, you need to kind of dive into that first, and it'll lay out your eating principles. Yes, you had some challenges with the hormones, the pituitary gland, but your eating is where it has to start. Look into riding a bike and swimming as some alternative exercising, because that way you don't have to worry about your safety concerns.
Hey folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries, or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored Hydro Pack Combo Water Filtering Pouches. In March, buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off. Only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP. And we'll throw in a free $50 Emergency Essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Talk Radio online at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
Just know this, that we're here to help. We're here to take you from where you are now in your current state of health to where you need to be. And the body can change. That's the great thing about the human body. So if you can get sick, you can get well. It's true. And that's how the body works. It regenerates every single day. So each day, old cells die off. New cells form based on the things that we do to it every single day. Are there genetics? Sure. Do they play a role? Mm-hmm. They do. But they play about 15 to 20% of the overall equation. And if you think about it, that's pretty good odds. You've got a whole 80%, 85% that you can work with based on the choices that we make every single day. And it's important. So whatever your health challenge is, whatever you're struggling with, just know this, that there's always help, hope to get your health back. Always, 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 always. So just know, modify your lifestyle choices, make some changes, figure out where your body's breaking down. And a lot of times your body will respond. It just depends on your situation. Everybody is different. Let's kick it off and go with Amanda. Hi, darling. Welcome.
I'm calling because I have had an ovarian cyst on my right ovary for about the last year and a half.
Okay.
And I'm wanting to know, what can I do to get rid of the cyst? My doctor wanted to put me on birth control. I was pregnant and I gained a little bit of weight. And I even got like a rash that was like, not a rash, but it was like my skin turned like tan on my chest. And that's when a friend of mine who has hormone problems told me that I needed to go to the doctor. And so then when I went to the doctor, you know, he didn't check my hormone levels, but he did say that I had cysts. And then I went to a pharmacist who makes compound creams, and he checked my hormones by doing a saliva test.
Sure.
And said that my progesterone was too low.
Right.
And I was taking that compounded cream for a little while, but then I didn't really feel like it was helping.
Yeah. The compounded creams can work, for sure. But there's a couple things that you can do, really, to balance out your progesterone levels and manage your estrogen levels, both. And the one thing I would eat, wild yam root is really good. And it's a cream you can get at a health food store, and it helps balance out progesterone levels. And then black cohosh is really, really good for estrogen levels. But now, those are supplements, and those are things you can take for the situation. But let's look at, like, your lifestyle choices. That's what I want to look at. And the first thing I'll ask you, do you eat much soy, like soy milk, soy products? Do you do any soy products at all?
No.
That's good. That's good. That's one of the first things I'd want to know, because that really throws off your estrogen progesterone balance, and that can cause cysts on the ovaries. Now, the other thing, too, is they're what are called proteolytic enzymes. Proteolytic enzymes help reduce cystic activity in the body. A lot of times people develop cysts in different areas when their bodies are not breaking down proteins the way they were designed to. So if you've got a digestive-related issue and it's not breaking down the right proteins, you can form cysts. And it can form them anywhere. You can form them in the fat cells. You can form them in, you know, the ovaries, or, I mean, just like you're dealing with. They can show up in multiple places. So that's something that can help. Proteolytic enzymes, something you can get at a health food store, and they're real easy to take. I mean, three times a day on an empty stomach, pretty simple. And then your diet needs to be good, too. I mean, the things you put inside your body every day are going to be important. Vitamin D is important when you're dealing with cysts on the ovaries. Have you had that checked lately, like a blood test done?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, that'll be something to do.
Okay.
For sure. Just go to your primary care doctor and tell them that you want to get a blood test done for vitamin D. Most women, their vitamin D hangs out between about 15 and 30, and that's really low. Because to manage all of your hormones, and vitamin D, by the way, is a hormone. It's just classified as a vitamin. But vitamin D, to be able to function the right way, actually needs to be up in around the 70 range to really be effective in the body. So that's something that you'll want to look into, and you can check with a blood test. But that's when you're dealing with cysts in the body, there's several things that can cause it. Hormones are a key. They do play a key role. But you don't really, especially at your age, Amanda, I mean, I wouldn't think that you would want to even mess with hormones at all. Birth control, absolutely not.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's going to really throw your system off. And you want your system to function the best it can on its own, right?
Right.
I mean, you don't want it to be. Are you wanting to get pregnant at all?
Yeah.
Probably. Are you married and all that?
Yeah. Okay. Probably in the next year or two, I'd like to get pregnant.
Yeah. Okay. Gotcha. That's what I would do. I would encourage you. I would go the black cohosh, wild yam root. Work on that, and you know, if you follow the anti-inflammatory diet that's in my book, Empowering Your Health, that will really lay a good groundwork for you. I mean, you're going to get equal amounts of lean protein sources. Fish, carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables, and the good healthy fats. The reason all of that's important, Amanda, is because you really want to make sure your body is getting everything that it needs so it can function the way it was designed to, and that'll help with that cyst. But not only just help with it temporarily as far as getting rid of it and reducing that it, for future. I mean, if you can start building good lifestyle choices now, then when you're 35 and you're 40 and you're 45, you won't have to deal with these kind of things. And a lot of times, it's the hormone imbalance that causes that. So get all that checked out. Get started on a couple of things. I would have them check your hormones after about 8 weeks and let your doctor definitely know that we had this conversation. I think that's going to be a wise thing to do. Definitely. I'm a big fan of no birth control, unless it's just absolutely
necessary. And then at that point, I'm still not a big fan of it. So hope that that helps. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Let's go to Bruce. Hi, Bruce. Welcome to the show.
All right. How you doing, Doc?
Well, what's up?
I'm 48 years old. I'm a type 2 diabetic. Sleep apnea. I have carpal tunnel. And on my right hand, my thumb and my trigger finger stays numb all the time. I mean, 24/7, unless I'm asleep. That's the only time I don't feel it. It tingles all the time, both of them. So what's going on with that?
All right, so you got type 2 diabetes. Been diagnosed for how long?
About 2 years now.
About 2 years now. You overweight now?
Yes, I'm 5'10", 260.
All right, so we need to drop about 60 pounds, right?
Right.
Yeah, okay. See, the diabetes, what's happening is a lot of times when you've been diagnosed over a period of time and you don't drop the weight, the diabetes is your number one challenge. It's not the carpal tunnel. Okay? You drop the weight, 60 pounds, then you're going to be rocking and rolling, and you probably can get out of the health challenge of diabetes. Just because you've been diagnosed with it doesn't mean you have to have it forever.
That's right.
It means that you're dealing with it right now. If you drop the weight and make some major changes in your life, that's when you can actually see some huge results with diabetes. And that's going to be your first point that you want to work on, all right? So the anti-inflammatory diet in my book, Empowering Your Health, that's where you want to start, my friend. That's going to be your foundation. The other thing, when we're dealing with the structural part of the body, bones, muscles, nerves, then you want to get into the fact that you're dealing with a nerve that's coming from the base of your neck, goes down your arm, into your wrist, and it's called a neuropathy. And when you're dealing with diabetes, it's normal. People that deal with diabetes, they get neuropathies. That's part of the package deal. So one of the best ways to help get rid of that is, in my opinion, what I would think for you is to take vitamin B6. Now, there's two types, pyridoxal 5-phosphate and pyridoxine. Pyridoxine tends to be better for neuropathies. So you can get the pyridoxine at most health food stores. You can go to drasa.com, get it there. But the pyridoxine is going to be your best bet. And you can take what's on the label. You should be good to go on that, and it can help out quite a bit. But you're also going to need to have someone work on the structural part of your body. And a DO, a doctor of osteopathic medicine, is really good at that. They can go in, work on the actual structural part of the body, and to get all that taken care of. But you need to get it fully evaluated and have it checked out. They'll do x-rays. They'll do certain things to get things balanced out. And there'll need to be some treatments done. I would say you'll probably need a good 30 or 40 treatments on it if you're getting that type or severe of neuropathy. You've got to do the B6 because that's the nutritional deficiency that diabetes will entail and develop. However, you want to make sure you get everything balanced out too. So you're going to have to get the actual work done on your neck. You can't just leave that. Don't leave it. And the weight gain and all that you need to get off the 60 pounds, that's going to be a big deal. But you can do that. I mean, in 8 weeks, you should be able to drop 25 pounds. No problem. Easy. Maybe even more. But exercise is going to be a big role. I mean, I'm not telling you anything you don't know, but sometimes we need to be told and told again. You know what I mean? So it's really important, I think, that you get started 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, doing something you enjoy. When you don't feel like doing it, do it anyway. When you're cold outside and you don't want to go do anything, go do it anyway. Because your health's your greatest wealth. You can't afford not to. And I know your neck's bothering you and your arm goes, or your hand gets numb, all that. That can be corrected. That's the least of your worries. Seriously. The most important thing that we need to be concerned about is the diabetes. Because that's the one thing that if you just let it progress and as time goes on, is going to be a real challenge for you. And that's the one thing that can really change. It's the one thing that your body can change. Your health can change.
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18-4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18-4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18-4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Call now, 888-283-7272.
And check us out online at HealthCoachRadio.com.
Great or small, know this. Know that God will carry you through. He's the same on the highest mountaintop as He is in the deepest valley, and He will always meet your needs. Maybe not in the way that you think He needs to, but in the way that He will always do, because that's just who He is. He is the great physician. At the end of the day, He's the one that you go to whenever you're in the toughest time of need. You're listening to Dr. Ace on call, 888-283-7272. Pre-washed salads may need another rinse. New article on WebMD. And this is so funny because we hear about this all the time, but it's true. Washing off your salad and those bag salads that you get at the store is so important. They did a consumer report and they found that the bacteria is higher than ever in the packaged green salad. Those pre-washed, triple-washed bagged green salads, they're finding massive amounts of bacteria, specifically with E. coli and Salmonella. They just did a recent contamination check from the Consumer Reports and the Consumers Union, and they found that these pre-washed and triple-washed bagged greens contain more bacteria than ever. So it's something that we really need to consider when you're thinking about that. So when you get those bags of salad at the grocery, make sure you dump them in a strainer and wash those off very, very well, because they're containing high levels of bacteria, fecal bacteria. That's kind of gross. But you think about it, it's true, and it is what it is. But make sure you protect yourself, because those nasty little bacteria, of course, can do really wreak havoc on your overall immune system. And make sure you're taking anyway on a regular basis. Just because we're still in some of the flu season, you want to take vitamin C, of course, high levels. But ionic silver is really important, too. And astragalus. Astragalus is very, very good for your immune system. And vitamin D. Vitamin D, get your blood test done every 6 months to see where your vitamin D level is. You want it to hang around 70 on that blood test. Let's go to Will. Will, welcome to the show, my friend. How can I help?
Yes, thank you, Dr. Ace. I wonder what your take is on eating by blood type.
Okay. Dr. Diadamo, right?
Yes, and yes, also Joseph Cristiano.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, the eating for your blood type, both good guys, by the way. No, both of them. But eating for your blood type has some good research behind it. And here's the deal. The body wants to be in balance all the time. That's the goal of the body. That's what it wants to shoot for. So when you say the different blood types, such as type O, can handle more meat products, and type B and the type A can handle different, you know, more of the grains and more of the carbohydrates and vegetables, then it's there's research behind it. However, the validity of it, I'm a bigger fan personally of seeking for the body to be in balance. That's the key. So proteins, fats, carbohydrates all need to be in balance. Not one heavier than the other, and not one taking up more caloric intake each day over the other. Because your body needs all those nutrients every day, regardless of what your blood type is. Your body needs an equal amount of all those nutrients to function. You need essential amino acids, that all comes from proteins. You need essential fatty acids, which comes from your healthy fats, the omega-3s, 6s, and 9s. And then you need your carbohydrates for energy, for your brain, for glucose, and for muscles. So that's really how everything is broken down and how you need to look at it. So as far as the blood type goes, will you digest certain foods better than others? And because of your blood type, I think this is my opinion. If you stay in balance with your food choices and eat the right kind of foods, and you stay off of foods that create a lot of inflammation in the body, and stay with the grains and most of the dairy, except goat's milk dairy, and you follow the principles that are laid out in my book, Empowering Your Health, because of the food groups, I think that's the best way to go. That's why I put it in there. If I thought the blood type was the best way, I think it's more, it's selective. It's what I think it is. And I think that will it give people a good guideline? You're not going to go wrong if you follow that. Meaning, I would rather you follow that than just trying to wing your own diet on your own. Because the principles in there and the different food choices that they pick out for most people are pretty darn good. I'm a fan. But as far as the overall principles being the golden rule for what you should be eating on a regular basis, not so much. All right, thanks for the call. Charles, talk to me.
About 2.5 weeks ago, I come down with a rash. I'm itching.
Okay.
And I tried to do some deductive reasoning. I thought, well, it was started like about 3 weeks ago.
Is it neuropathy?
Neuropathy, yes, sir.
Okay.
And I thought, well, it was one of the medications that I hadn't gotten before when I was down there. I've got about 9, 18.
So is it now the rash itself, is it coming out in one area?
No, or is I'm trying to do some deductive reasoning, but today I was felt mechanic and I went to my neighbor advising for lunch.
We're closing out right now in this hour, Charles. But I'll tell you what, if you've got a neuropathy, it's probably a B6. Now, the rash itself, if your body in the beginning stages, when you get started on the anti-inflammatory diet, and depending on what your situation is, you want to talk with the physicians there at the clinic. But what probably is happening is you're pushing out a lot of the yeast-related infections, potential bacterial infections, and that rash sometimes is normal when the body starts pushing that out. Wormwood is very good for a situation like that. You probably want to take a couple of days off and fast. That's always a good thing to do to let your body kind of cleanse and detox. Thanks for the call, my friend.
Puts another hour in the charts with Lifemaker producer Jay Patrick, Leslie Pardue, and the rest of the team. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the best in healthy talk radio, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have.
Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals, called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call Wellness Provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.